The hour that packs a punch. It's Reese on the radio on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Well, I mean, I think it's only fair, keeping with the Hollywood theme. In Hollywood news today, I watched this film, and I think it's appropriate only to mention it for this reason. You know how they say Donald Trump is going to invade Greenland? Well, this movie is actually called Greenland. Now, please, Roland, I know that you had to have seen this movie. It's a disaster film. Have you seen the movie Greenland or even heard of it?
I've never seen it, but okay, I've seen the trailer before.
Yeah, yeah. So Greenland, of course, is this film that stars Gerard Butler. It is a disaster film. There's a meteor, of course, supposed to be hurling towards Earth, and people need to get as far as away as they possibly can and go to Greenland. Now, why? Why is this movie even important? Well, they're going to make a sequel to it, and the film is about sort of like the aftermath, like when we're in this dystopian place after the fact. But the movie Greenland is so bad. And when I say bad, not bad in the sense of poor acting, you know, ridiculous plot, none of that. The movie is made to show the most deplorable in all of us. I watch this movie and you can root for no one. At least in Independence Day,
Armageddon.
Day After Tomorrow, Armageddon. There are heroes. There are good guys.
Yeah.
In this, Greenland, this movie, everybody is scum. Even Gerard Butler. The things that people are willing to do, because in a part of the movie, I will explain this only because, so in order for you to make it to Greenland, you have to be a part of a lottery. And if you make it in a lottery, your closest family members can get in. And what's crazy is Gerard Butler's son is on the lottery. So his mother and father can come with him. And they're all together when all of the alerts, and you see people in a way that is absolutely the most despicable, the way in which people behave. There is even one scene where someone trying to save their own life kidnaps the boy. That's how bad it is. Just everybody in the movie, everyone you meet is scum. And I've never seen anything like at the end of the movie, I felt dirty. I was like, what is going on here? It's just not one person was redeemable at all. And at the end, I felt disgusted at humanity. And so they're making a sequel, which only makes sense. Now that I'm looking at it, I'm going, yeah, of course we should make a sequel to this travesty. But if you do, go check it out if you're interested and get back to me and tell me what you thought. I just had to. It's really, really that bad. And they're making a sequel, and I'm saying to myself, can I watch that kind of deplorable behavior again? Yep. Of course, I'm all in. Let's get another check of weather and traffic. Matt Benz is in from Jason Catalina. Mark Christopher's in the BPS Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Reese on the radio is getting ready to drop some knowledge. On WTIC, News Talk 1080.
I just saw somebody's comment in the chat room. Michael A. says that Gayle King, when she leaves CBS, she's going to go work for NASA. Katy Perry, too. Also, Steve says the best thing about the award shows was Joan Rivers doing a play-by-play for those walking down the red carpet. I think it was, what was it? Goodness gracious. I can't remember what that show was. But, yeah, you're right. Joan Rivers, she's a treasure. I miss that woman. God, one of the funniest comedians around. And I mean comedians, I mean male or female, definitely, without a doubt. Let's go to Fulton real quick before we go into the Avello story. What's going on, Fulton? Fulton? Okay, maybe not. That's all right. May have been on hold too long. So the Avello story. Listen to this. These are the attacks on Avello Airlines. Now, I don't know if you know this, but I looked at some of the numbers on what people spend at Avello in order to fly across the country. Some of these rates are like under $100. This is a really inexpensive airline. And they go to, I mean, I guess almost anywhere. But to be an inexpensive airline where everything costs everything, you would think that you wouldn't try to intimidate this business out of business. But listen to some of the criticism. This one from Dick Blumenthal. Blumenthal has been one of the most vocal critics publicly condemning Avelo at protests and in statements for prioritizing profits over principles. Profits over principles. They've got flights as low as $125. They're prioritizing profits over principles. At an April 2025 protest in New Haven, he stated to the president of Avelo, "You really stepped in it. You made a bad decision," emphasizing the airline's role in what he called inhumane deportations. He joined other lawmakers in demanding transparency from Avelo about the ICE contract and spoke at rallies highlighting safety concerns for detainees on such flights, referencing reports of shackled passengers. Okay. This one from Ned Lamont and also Attorney General William Tong. Governor Lamont criticized Avelo for the deportation flights. That was in April of 2025, stating it was exploring alternatives to its subsidies for the airline due to local pressure. His office faced calls from activists to end tax exemptions, with one Facebook post urging residents to contact state officials about the Avelo aviation fuel tax exemption, which I understand that they're thinking about doing. This, what else was there? William Tong threatened to cut state tax breaks and subsidies if Avelo continued the ICE partnership, accusing it of policy disputes that endanger jobs and families. Again, an airline that gives you fares as low as $125. How much did it cost you to fly the last time? My flight to Connecticut is going to cost me a little over $700. Yes, that's both ways. Yes, I will admit that. Alex Padilla, you remember him? Senator Alex Padilla, the guy who nobody knew until he tried to run up on Kristi Noem. He slammed Avelo in May for the deportation flights, demanding transparency alongside Blumenthal. He criticized the airlines participating in what he described as illegal and immoral. Nothing they're doing is illegal. Nothing. Not a damn thing. And again, cheap airlines. People who can't afford to fly all across the country go to Avelo. When they fly more, I don't hear anybody talking about their safety record. I don't even hear anybody talking about the good they do for people who can not afford to fly on every other commercial airline. Nothing. New York State Senator Pat Fahey. Fahey described Avelo's deportation flights as inhumane and contrary to American values. During a July 2025 protest outside Albany International Airport, where Avelo operates, she joined critics in calling for an end to the state collaboration with the airline. Why? How does that help people in Albany? And again, no one even bothers to ask them. Hello? The service these folks are providing is for low-income folks to fly across the country. Why would you? Really? Other notable contexts, let me see, broader boycotts, petitions signed by thousands. They were amplified by positions like politicians like those in Maryland. Governor Wes Moore, he wants to end Avelo's ties with Baltimore-Washington Airport. Josh Hawley has criticized the airline and general port. Wait a minute. Who? Really? Josh Hawley's criticized them? Oh, that's just for their service and fees. Okay, well, that's okay. I'm not going to lie. If they're charging people for fees while, of course, like if they're charging them $125 for the flight and then charging them $100 for bags, yeah, of course, you criticize that if that's what they're doing. Lord knows that's what they're doing on a lot of other airlines. I don't want to say any names. Don't want to say any names. You know who they are. You know who they are. Just saying. But yeah, but I'm trying to figure out. They're working with the federal government. If I'm the CEO of Avelo, I would be saying, hey, President Trump, can I get a hand here? Anything? Somebody make a statement? These folks are trying to put an end to my business. They're telling people not to use my airlines. People are trying to shut me down because I'm working with you. And look, again, you could boycott it all day, but Tesla's feeling it. I don't think I think that's going to die down. I think Tesla's going to be back in the running and very soon. But Avello, for what they provide, look, I will say this until the cows come home. You've got an airline that has affordable flights. You got to protect that. You just do. Even people who don't agree with Donald Trump agree with paying less for airfare. They just do. Sokolowski says jets run on compressed air. They just need fuel to get going. Says I've flown, my apologies, Doug. I've flown Avello 4 times, no issues. There was a return flight issue from Orlando to Connecticut, but it is what it is. Yeah, you know, you get what you pay for. Southwest was my go-to before, and now he flies Avello, Doug says. Business is about money, not feelings. Yeah, but again, my first deal would be contacting the White House and saying, look at what they're doing to me. And if it is affecting my bottom line, you know, I would maybe up the contract with the federal government. I was like, oh, you know, we're going to need a couple of more dollars to make up for this. But instead of doing that, right, providing more flights in order to make up for the losses, they should be coming to their defense. And I really don't believe that Avello should stay quiet. Somebody said because of the expansion at Tweed that they don't want to ruffle any feathers. Well, what good is it going to do if they run you out of town? That's the part I can't seem to understand. If they run out of town, who cares about the expansion? Now, I would not do business with Connecticut if that were the case. Especially if I have, like, if I've got the Attorney General, I've got senators, state and national senators showing up at protests. I got the governor of the state coming after me. Why would I do business with them? I get the hell out of Dodge. I'm done. Forget you people. Sorry, folks. Can't do business with you. Maybe talk to your governor. Maybe talk to the attorney general. Tweed has a history of running companies away. Yeah, I heard that too, Doug. I heard that too. They don't seem to care. So what are you going to do? Let's go to Stevie V. What's up, buddy?
Hey, with the Biden administration, the Obama administration, what did they do when they deport the illegals? Did they have them walk?
Well, it turns out that Avello worked with the Biden administration just a few years ago. No one had an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, that's the whole part, is that I would be making that clear, but Avello seems to be incredibly silent about this. It just doesn't make sense.
It certainly doesn't. I mean, they're missing the boat on that one. No pun intended.
Yeah. I mean, they should fight really, really hard and push back. In fact, even release a statement, to tell these folks, you know, take a walk or appeal to the people in Connecticut and say, hey man, we're trying to do you guys a favor and these guys want to run us out of town and make you pay higher prices. And
yeah,
I would ask
exactly.
for that pushback. That's what I would do. Thank you, Stevie. Yeah. I appreciate you, sir.
All right.
You got it. Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do. You got to incorporate these folks. Henry says, Avello is cheap, but too high occurrence of canceled flights at the last minute. Okay, I can understand that. Is it, but I will ask you this, Henry, if you could, maybe, you know, you can tell me this. Are the cancellations due to maintenance or weather? Because if it's weather, I can understand it. If it's maintenance, then that's another issue because they've got to work that out. But, you know, as Doug said, you know, it is what you, you know, it's kind of you get what you pay for. In fact, I think this is Doug here. Is this same Doug?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's going on, sir?
Hey, just want to comment on the topic at hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, go ahead. I'm listening.
I mean, the issue is that, like, the federal government is trying to, like, manipulate the dollar amounts, and everybody is in a panic about, like, where the funding is going to come from, because everybody is worried about where the funding is going to come from. Like, I work under the federal government, and we're just seeing, like, a monstrosity of panic.
Well, everybody's worried about whether or not their contracts are going to get pulled.
Yes, and the thing is that, like, for us, like, where I work, our contract is good until June of 2026.
Okay. That's not a long time.
It's really not. So everybody is in a panic.
Yeah.
And it's wild to see, because what I find is that people don't, like, kind of read and, like, look into the information to see, like, what's going on. Like, I know where I'm at. Like, I know I have about a year left, maybe 2 years,
right,
of what I can do in my job capacity. Again, I'm a plumbing contractor. Like, I have a lot of options.
Right.
So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, your job's recession proof.
Yes and no.
Okay.
A lot of companies aren't hiring right now.
Oh, okay.
Because they're worried about the economics behind it. So it's kind of like what I'm dealing with right now. It's like I'm dealing with the problem of trying to place new guys who are trying to get out there and get to work.
Right.
Who want to work. And well, let me
ask you this, Doug.
It's a tough avenue.
Let me ask you this, because you're dealing with, okay, so you have a guideline right now, or at least you have a guardrail. You understand that the contract's over in June of 2026. When do you start weighing your options on where your next gig is, or do you know, like, an extension? Like, when will you know whether or not that 2026 is the deadline, or if it's extended to 2027? How much between the end of the contract, you know, before you know, or when the end of the contract happens?
So somebody like me, which I'm very involved in politics, which is why I listen to your show.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, you bring up, like, listen, you know me. I've sent you messages.
Yes, sir.
I am very interested in what goes on publicly for the people, like, in the state of Connecticut. And I work for the state of Connecticut, even if it's on a federal level. And I'm proud of what I can do for my students. That being said, I can't control how other people, like, manipulate the money and, like, I don't know, backhand me.
Yeah.
So it's tough. It's like I'm trying to do the right thing, but at the same time, I'm getting slapped in the face.
Yeah.
It
really puts you in a position where, like, you have to protect yourself.
Well, it's tough because the Trump administration, like, as much as I'm a Trump voter, but I will say this. They are not helping us right now.
Okay. Like, you know what? Doug,
it's a
because
challenge.
Hold on, because I have to go to a break. I want to hear a little bit more about that, because it is a downside. Not everybody is satisfied with the Trump administration because of all the cuts to the federal, you know, as far as federal funds are concerned.
Not everything is rainbows and sunshine.
Absolutely. Stand by. I'm going to get to you in a second. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll talk to you a little bit more on the other side. All right? Stand by. We'll be back in a minute. Let's get to some weather and traffic with Matt Benz, who's in for Jason Catarina, and Mark Christopher at the BPS Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you missed from WTIC News Talk 1080. Download the free Odyssey app, search WTIC News Talk 1080, and tap earlier today to get started.
Well, if you didn't know and you didn't hear, tomorrow at 3:30, we are going to be joined by Carl Higbee of Newsmax. So make sure that you check out the show tomorrow. We'll talk to him, of course, about his Newsmax program. We'll talk about his coverage of the DQOT issue. He's the only national host to do so. We'll talk to him about that and, of course, about his roots here in Connecticut. I think he's from Greenwich. He went to you know what? I forget now. But anyway, he's native. So we'll talk to him about what he's covering and some of the stories that he may not be covering in the state of Connecticut. We'll talk to him about all of that as well tomorrow. Let's get back to Doug real quick. So, Doug, you were saying that You know, Donald Trump's administration has not always been beneficial to a lot of folks, especially those who work with government contracts. But I was asking you earlier, like, at what point, since you know your contract is ending in June of 26, which is now a little less than a year, when will you know that you've got a contract extension? Will it be up to the last minute? Will you have 6 months prior? What's usually the gauge?
So it's going to be responsive on us. So, like, okay. I've been following the court cases. Like, Judge Carter is out of the South District of New York, and I've been following that court case as well as the court case out of D.C., where there's seven students that are suing Job Corps for a civil matter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's about being educated, really. Like,
right.
like you and I talked on the sidebar,
sure.
like outside of your show about like what's going on with Job Corps and stuff. And mm-hmm. it's like Job Corps is getting like a bad rep, and mm-hmm. I don't think it deserves it. I think it's a really good program. And somebody like me, who's been teaching plumbing for 25 years, and I have all these students who are doing really well. Like, they're making a great money. They're out there, like, working in the field.
Right.
I really am just upset that Job Corps is just getting a bad rep. Like,
it's supposedly
a bad place that bad kids go.
Yeah, but that's because, look, I know. I will admit that the common theme or refrain about Job Corps is that it caters in a sort of group home, very, very ghetto and urban way, but it does a lot more than that, you and I are going to have a discussion about that soon. What I would want to do is...
I would love for you to come down and visit.
I am going to. Trust me, without a doubt. I'm going to make sure that I do. One, because, you know, now that, you know, it's official and Reese on the Radio is going to be here, what I will do is I will get the right people paying attention to this that haven't been paying attention to it as of late. And I promise you that. But you and I are going to have lunch or dinner.
You and I know the same people, so
okay.
It's not like we can't make it happen. Like
Absolutely.
I'll be very, very upfront that Job Corps is a place for people who need a second chance.
Absolutely.
It's not
about them
being a bad person. It's about them not like being able to do what high school tried to make them work.
Totally get it. Don't worry. We're gonna have our discussion about it. I promise you, and I will talk privately. Right. Let's get weather and traffic in here. Matt Benz is in for Jason Catarina, and Mark Christopher is in the BPS Traffic Center.
What's up, everybody? You know who it is.
You know who it is.
You
know who it is.
It's Reese on the Radio. Frederick Douglass of the 21st century.
It's WTIC News Talk 1080.
I'm actually in the process of posting the Connecticut Sentinel's article about Reverend Dell and the investigation into his silence equals death tweet. And why the police were called in, which, according to the Connecticut Sentinel, came directly from William Tong's office. Can't talk to the guy, can't respond to the letter that went directly to his office, but can definitely call the cops on him, flagging him down. It's despicable. It's exactly where we are in in so many different places. People don't have the... They don't want to be questioned. They just don't. They want to be able to behave any way they want to, and they've been told that it's okay. And when you confront them, as you saw in the video with Sean Paul Reyes, when he tried to talk to Governor Lamont, had nothing to say, felt like he was annoyed, saying that you're not doing any favors for yourself. Really? Coming from the guy who believes that it's his job to take care of everybody, especially illegals? You're not doing any favors for yourself? Really? That's your job. Your entire party, literally the mission statement of your party is to do everything for everybody else. Got a person who's got a problem. And the weirdest part about it is, think about this on the Lamont front as it pertains to the police department. This is a guy who was gung-ho, so ahead of his skis when it came to that bogus ticketing scandal. Remember that? Whose side was he on when Black Lives Matter was losing their collective minds over the so-called ticket scandal? Who was the guy throwing the police department and the state troopers under the bus? Huh? Anybody? Bueller? That's right. Ned Lamont. Oakley Dokley himself. Who was the guy who was throwing the police department under the bus while 1,500, maybe 1,200 miles away, a young crackhead, well, an older crackhead, died? Who was the guy who was throwing the police department in Connecticut under the bus? It had nothing to do with that crackhead's death. Yeah, that's right. Oakley Dokley. Sure enough. And then here he's got a videotape in his own backyard. And the guy has the nerve to tell the guy, eh, you're not doing yourself any favors. Bozos. All of them, I tell you. Bozos. And what are they going to say? They got nothing to say. What are they going to do? Get upset? Cry? Moan that they're being picked on? Get out of office. You can't handle a tough question? You can't handle a little bit of pushback? Because you've ignored the things that are important to the people here? Get out of the job. Just leave. What are you doing here? Look, nothing against Reverend Dell. I don't know if he can knock a sucker out. But for crying out loud, I would give that guy the benefit of the doubt. He's a man of the cloth. You think that you would look at that guy and his history in the state of Connecticut? You would think to yourself, yeah, that guy looks like an active, violent person. Knock it off. The guy sent you several letters. Several. Don't even address them. But you let everybody know that you clearly got the message. You were clearly paying attention. Think about that, folks. I want you to think about this from this perspective. Reverend Dell sent him a letter to his office. A letter that William Tong did not, has not, and will not respond to. But took it upon himself to be monitoring Reverend Dell's Twitter feed and scoped out what he suggested was quote unquote threatening language and called the cops on him. Which, where I come from, says William Tong was paying attention. William Tong did get the letter. William Tong did read the letter. And because he didn't like what was written in the letter, because in some way his pretty little feelings were hurt, his poor little feelings were affected, he called the cops at the first sign that he could use, the first notion he could use against Pastor Dell. So he can send the message, don't you be talking about me. Don't you send me any letters trying to intimidate me into doing my job. Well, I'll call the cops on you. And you wonder why people are calling you a clown? You wonder why you're being criticized? Grow a spine. Lamont, you too. Grow a spine. No one's going to take you seriously. We just can't. This is ridiculous. Then anybody has to beg you to just respond. Just say, okay, I disagree with you. And here's why. It's maddening. It's maddening. And nobody, again, I just You should all be ashamed of these public officials. All of you should be. And I know there's a lot of people just going to shrug their shoulders and just go, yeah, Reese, that's just the way that it goes. I refuse. I refuse. Maybe I'm getting my back up. Maybe I'm annoyed. Maybe I'm, I don't know, maybe I just like trouble. I'm a Jew. Look at these folks. Look at what they're willing to do. Look at what half of these morons are willing to do for what they believe in. Misguided idiots. Look at what they're willing to do. These folks will glue their hands to a Starbucks counter or to an asphalt road for the ridiculous things that they believe in. No offense. Our side just goes, that's just the way it is. I can't do it anymore. I just can't. It frustrates me every day. It's the reason why I have dreams about it. I wake up every morning saying to myself, damn, I can't get there sooner. I can't. It's just like I'm in this position where I'm saying to myself, I can't. And I know, look, the folks at this network, they can't wait for me to get up there because they know. I know that they're, you know, have some bail money ready. I promise I won't do anything crazy. I'm not going to protest. I'm not going to glue myself to anything. But I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to demand answers. Anything. There won't be any of this nonsense about, well, you're creating a problem for yourself. Not going to take that for an answer. The rest of those guys who are not going to do their job and just sit up there being stenographers. What did you say, sir? I think I missed a sentence. Say that again. What is it? Let them do that. Let them do all of that. I've got, and with the help of a lot of people, and I know they are, and I know who you are. There are a lot of people in Connecticut who are waiting for the opportunity to get together an army of true journalists that are going to show up at places and answer questions and hold people accountable. We know that, and there's a story that's out now. Go look it up. I think Mark even posted it. There's an article out there that says that, you know, some 75% of journalists have just disappeared. They're just gone. And there aren't any journalists. In one particular town, I think they've got this whole map where it shows every place in the country telling how many journalists for, I guess, 100,000 people. I think New Haven has 2 journalists. For 100,000, per 100,000. And you wonder, it's like, why aren't they covering any of your stuff? Because they don't have the manpower. They've ignored all of the stories that matter. No one trusts them. Nobody. How is it possible that a newspaper, the oldest newspaper, the Hartford Courant, has only 90,000 subscribers? How is that possible in a state that's got 3.6 million? How's that possible? Because they turned into the one thing that they shouldn't have, and that is, I don't know, mind-numb robots? I don't know if it's the newsroom. I don't know if it's the culture. I don't even know what it is. But they're not working for you anymore. And I'm not taking on any extra pay to do it. I just want answers, and I know that we're going to get them. Gosh, I hate to go on a diatribe, but it's near the end of the show, and I got to get out of here. I got to call Donna. Plus, I got some other stuff that I need to do. I'll probably do that first before I call Donna. Don't forget, tomorrow we got Carl Higbee of Newsmax. We'll talk about all of this and much, much more. Project Veritas has still not released this darn thing. I'm still waiting for them to do it. I cannot believe they didn't do it before the show was over. I'm really, really upset with them today. Oh, is it just? Oh, yep, it just, look at that. It just posted. Sons of brain surgeons. It just posted. 4 minutes ago. Damn you people. I was holding out. I really, really thought they were going to be here. Michael A. says, suing Donald Trump gets more cameras on him than saving children. You're 100% right about that, my friend. 100% right about that. He damn sure ain't interested in getting Elvira any justice. That isn't going to do. By the way, I do understand Elvira does listen to the show. So, by the way, my dear, if you are listening, Can't wait to get you on the program. I don't care when you want to do it. I know you're not particularly ready to, but when you want to, please come on the program. You have my number. Please contact me as soon as possible so we can get to the bottom of this. Reverend Aaron Miller, if you're still in hiding, stay there. Stay there. I know you think that you're waiting for the coast to be clear. It will never be. The coast is never going to be clear for you not to have to answer questions for why you're giving 12-year-olds chest binders. Just so you understand, okay? There are no threats. We just want to ask questions, okay? And we need you to answer questions. If you're running and hiding, it's obviously because you don't want to have to answer to those questions, but you should. If anything, just release a statement saying you're not going to do it anymore. That's all. You could do that. We'd appreciate that. But that scrutiny's never going away at all. So you can scrub your telephone number, go into hiding, close down the church, whatever it takes, and you wait until everybody's, you know, forgotten about it. I won't. I'm still on COSGOB from 2022. Remember the COSGOB scandal from Project Veritas? I'm still on that story. I haven't let it go, and I won't until we get answers. That's what we do here. All right, I'm going to go check out this Project Veritas thing. You should, too. I will post a link on my Facebook page so you can watch it if you need to find it or if you don't know how to find it on YouTube or on X. So stand by for that. Yeah, that's about it. We'll be back here tomorrow. It's ladies' night, so Roseanne will be here. Oh, yeah, and we have another fight. We had a fight today. When I say that word, I hate using it so loosely. I apologize. We had a disagreement that resulted in some shouting. On my part. But not in a way that, you know, I'm not like a barking dog or anything. I was just upset. So, newly married couple, we've got some things to work out. Not that we need therapy in any way. I don't know, maybe. I have this thing about therapy. I'll talk about that another time. I don't want to hear it. I just don't. All right, it's time for us to get up out of here. There's the cue. As I always say, radio is free, so we thank you for paying attention. Remember to keep JC in your hearts and in your minds. Sean Patrick, we love you and we miss you. Remember that panic is not planning, so plan your work and work your plan. Me, I'm Reese on the radio. You have a good night, pleasant tomorrow. Matt Ben, is in for Jason Katarina with weather. And Mark Christopher's getting you home in the BPS Traffic Center. Good night, sir. See you later.